Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says he's cut a tariff deal with Japan.
It's a great deal. A lot different from the deals in the past, I can tell you that.
The agreement lowers a proposed 25% tariff set to take effect August 1st to 15. The president says Japan will open its country to American cars, trucks, and rice, plus invest $550 billion here. As for a tariff agreement with China, CBS's Kelly O'Grady says it's a slower go.
There's so much back and forth here. Yes, there is that August 12th deadline, but there's so many complexities to be worked out when it comes to chips, to the tariff rate. And we also know even when you have a framework of a deal, things tend to change very quickly. It took over a couple years last time to get a deal done.
Lawmakers in the House have gone home for a one-month summer break without resolving a bipartisan push to force a vote on releasing more files in late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's case. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns from Capitol Hill.
What happened here, I think, really paints the picture of a Republican Party divided on this and then Democrats trying to exploit that division. The beginning of the week, the House says these are the bills we want to vote on. They have to go through the Rules Committee. Democrats on the Rules Committee say not until we get a vote on Epstein. Republicans don't even want to have that vote in the Rules Committee, so Johnson shuts it down.
Prosecutors in New York City say they arrested a Long Island man planning to set off homemade bombs. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He stored at least five of them and shotgun shells on adjoining rooftops of residential apartment buildings in Lower Manhattan.
The Trump administration has paused student loan forgiveness.
The Education Department quietly stopped income-based repayment plans, one of four repayment options the federal government offers. It allows borrowers to get their balances erased after 20 to 25 years of payments. In a statement, the department says IBR forgiveness has paused while its systems are updated and will resume once those upgrades are completed. It didn't say when that might be. IBRs are the only government repayment plans that haven't been at least partially paused by court challenges. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
They're mourning the grandfather of heavy metal in the UK.
Some of the fans laying flowers for Ozzy Osbourne in his native Birmingham, England, were at Black Sabbath's last gig July 5th, also in Birmingham, where it all began.
He wanted to be back home tonight.
He wanted to come back home, I think.
And he's left a legacy.
Even the Birmingham Police Force has paid tribute, saying it's named a police dog puppy after Ozzy and hoping he grows up to be a legend like his namesake. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Ozzy died yesterday at the age of 76. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Both a shooting suspect and the woman he allegedly shot had to be flown to the hospital after a standoff stretched through most of the day yesterday in Racine. The initial shooting happened at around 11 a.m. near Prospect and Reschke. Police say the man locked himself inside of a home and didn't respond to calls from negotiators. Just after 6:30 last night, SWAT officers found him wounded inside. The identities of those involved isn't yet known. An extreme heat watch is in effect through tonight. The National Weather Service says it'll be dangerously high heat and humidity, with the heat index making it feel as hot as 107. Officials say to make sure to check on neighbors. You can call 211 to find a cooling center near you if you need to get out of the heat. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A woman had to be pulled from a Kenosha County crash yesterday. It happened on Highway O in Randall, with the condition of the person injured not yet known. It's reported she had trouble breathing following the impact, which saw her car rolling over. Middle-class families in Racine and Mount Pleasant face a slightly higher income tax rate compared to the U.S. average. It's a 13.7% rate locally, a tenth of a percent lower nationwide. It's all according to a recent study from a group called Upgraded Points. On average, families here pay just over $15,000 annually in income taxes based on what it costs to cover essentials like housing and childcare. The Racine-Mount Pleasant area ranks in the middle when compared to other small metro areas nationwide. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Get ready, Racine. The Roma Lodge Italian Festival is back for its 46th year and bigger than ever. July 25th through the 27th, enjoy authentic Italian food, live bands, Cafe Roma, raffles, a vendor fair, and fun for the whole family. Just $4 pre-sale, $5 at the gate. Kids 12 and under are free. Sunday, free admission for everyone. Come to Roma Lodge, 7130 Spring Street in Racine for food, fun, and tradition you can taste. Don't miss the Roma Lodge Italian Festival, July 25th through the 27th.
Packers open camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started this morning. Competition for jobs on the roster. Rashid Walker knows he'll be competing for his job, even though he was the starting left tackle all last season.
You know, the NFL, we have a long offseason, so I've been itching to just get back and just, you know, prove myself once again. I feel like that mindset could be contagious to the rest of the team. And, you know, if everybody's clicking on the same page, I feel like we can do great things this year.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners in Seattle 1-0. Cal Raleigh, with his 39th home run of the season, he leads the major leagues. Pat Murphy asked, why did he pull his starting pitcher, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, out of the game halfway through the fourth inning?
The kid knows we've got his best interests in mind, and we're going to try to do everything we can to keep him away from any situations that could lead to overuse or putting him in danger of exposing himself or getting hurt.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
You want to start taking the kids places. You know, take them on trips. We went to an indoor water park a few months ago. You ever do that? Roll the dice on hepatitis? Just kind of... Some people take their kids to swim with dolphins. How about Band-Aids? You guys want to swim with Band-Aids? We have the place for you. Indoor water. You like the sound of kids screaming in an echo chamber, 90% humidity? Surrounded by people who should have their shirts on? Well, then a water park is for you. And now the kids, like, they're meeting other kids on vacations. You know, they like make fast friends. They're like, I'm hanging out with David. And they're like, this is David. Can I go in the hot tub with David and his mom? Can I go in there? It's like, will you hang on a second? Let me see David's mom. Let me merge. That's her over there? No. No, you're not going. Come on. Come on. This is a family time. Come on.
Bills kicking off the hour. I saw her standing there. It's 7-Eleven local news. Tamlin sits here at WRJN. It's going to be sunny with a high near 92 today. It's 71 and sunny right now at Radio Park. Actually, pretty nice out there this morning. Entertainment Weekly put together a list of the 14 best animated couples on TV. I got the top four for you. Number four, Homer and Marge Simpson. Dow! From The Simpsons. Number three, Scooby and Shaggy. From Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Because nothing comes between the love of a boy and his dog, right? George and Jane Jetson from The Jetsons. And number one, Yabba Dabba Doo, Fred and Wilma Flintstone from The Flintstones. All right. That is a good top four, isn't it? All right. 712 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Sister Janet Mead. A one-hit wonder for you. Her only hit song, Sister Janet Mead from Australia and the Lord's Prayer, hit the Billboard charts and was up there for 13 weeks. It peaked at number four on the Hot 100 charts in 1974. You don't hear it much anymore. I'm glad we can bring it to you. A new survey asked dog owners what was the best part of a vacation. 42% said coming home to their dog. Also, the average dog owner starts missing their dog just 53 minutes into vacation. This is absolutely true. My wife and I used to go on road trips, and as soon as we got to the hotel, first thing we did was hit the computer, take a look at our dog at the kennel. I had her on, I had him on a camera. We used to stay there looking at him on all vacation. The idea was to get away from him.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Good vibrations. There's that theremin, that sound that makes that woo-woo. They used it in a lot of science fiction movies back in the 1950s. It's 719 at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs 92. Clear tonight, lows 77. Sunny and hot. Chances of shower and thunderstorms for tomorrow. With a high again near 92. Right now, sunny and 71 here at Radio Park. All right. When you're at an event, and the Kiss Cam launches on the Jumbotron, are you filled with unbridled joy, or you're running for cover so your affair with your coworker won't be revealed to the world? According to a brand new poll, 11% of people say they love the Kiss Cam. 26% said they like them. 19% dislike them. 9% of people hate them. Another 35% of people have no opinion on Kiss Cams. Now, the reason this poll was taken was because of the Coldplay concert in Madison, where they went to the Kiss Cam on the Jumbotron, and there was the CEO of a company with a woman that wasn't his wife. As a matter of fact, I think she worked in the HR department of where he worked, and there they were, hugging, holding each other around, and then when the Kiss Cam came on, she kind of ducked for cover, but by that time, it was too late. The world saw him. Now, this guy had, I think he resigned as CEO of the company. I think they forced his resignation the next day. But here's the thing. If you're going to go to a concert where it's way out in the public and everyone's going to, why would you bring somebody who's not your wife? Huh? It's 20 minutes after 7, time for Pete with the Beats.
Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as the series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week. WRJN.
Where are you, little star?
Looking for sunshine. Highs near 92 today. Whoa. Sunny, 71 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Got a list here of the most unbreakable rules of parking lot etiquette. Are you ready? Do not park in a handicapped spot. You should know that. Big fines, by the way, if you do it. Don't block the flow of traffic waiting for a spot. I think I do that. Don't take up multiple spaces. Oh, I hate when people do that. If you park poorly, try again. And finally, don't slowly tail people as they walk through the parking lot. I know I do it, and I think a lot of people do that. Don't you think you see somebody, ooh, and you follow them right on their butt, following you to their car. I think we all do that. All right. 7:25 at WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station from 1971. We've got the Stampeders now. Here's Sweet City Woman.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can
could almost touch you. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo and me, we got a few for singing.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 728. If this happened in the movies, you probably would never believe it, but it really did happen. A West Virginia woman who was attacked and left for dead woke up from a coma and identified her brother as the attacker. I'll bet you he didn't see that coming, huh?
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
It's exactly 7:30. Let's check our news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A standoff in Racine ended after 7 hours with both a shooting suspect and a victim flown to the hospital. It all started late yesterday morning when a 48-year-old woman was shot on Prospect Street. Her injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Police say the suspect, a 51-year-old man, barricaded himself inside of a home before SWAT teams found him with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The identities of those involved isn't yet known. We're working on learning more. With dangerously hot weather, officials are reminding folks that your power can't be cut off during a heat advisory. If your electric service was shut off, you may qualify to get it reconnected if the heat puts your health at risk. There's a process for that online. Those without AC are being told to stay cool today, keep blinds closed, and avoid using appliances during the hottest parts of the day. The heat advisory runs through tonight. Cooling centers are open. You can call 211 to find the nearest to you. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Fair kicks off today and organizers are ready for the heat. They've added misting stations, shaded seating, and a fully staffed safety building to help anyone feeling overwhelmed by the high temperatures. EMS will be on site in Union Grove all week. The fair runs through Sunday. Getting north and south in Kenosha is taking extra time. There's been work going on along 39th Avenue and 22nd. Now the intersection at Washington Road and 30th is closed for a big rebuild. The city says the work there will update traffic signals and make things safer for drivers and pedestrians. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big deals.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Day sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Well, pork and egg producers, but really all of production agriculture should be watching Washington, D.C. today. The House Agriculture Committee is going to take a look at California's Proposition 12. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Back in 2018, California voters decided to essentially ban the sale of conventionally raised pork and eggs within the state. That meant producers from coast to coast had to change their farming operations if they wanted to be in the California market. Now, reality has set in. Will Coggan, research director with the Center for Environment and Welfare, says that consumers are paying the price for being misled by animal rights groups in 2018.
They didn't realize how much it was going to drive up prices for their bacon, their eggs at the grocery store by banning conventionally produced products. And so with bird flu also creating havoc on the egg prices, eggs got up to over 10 bucks a dozen in California. And so we did some polling in May, and we found that Californians have voters remorse. They have buyers remorse about Prop 12. 60% of Californians say they want a legislative fix to Prop 12. And we also asked, hey, if this Prop 12 was on the ballot again tomorrow, would you vote for it? Only 35% of people said yes, so it would fail if it was on the ballot again tomorrow.
Will Coggan, research director with the Center for Environment and Welfare, Congress trying to address a fix for Proposition 12 in California today. Markets in overnight electronic trade, not impressing me. Numbers are next.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to outyield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Again, no change on barrel or block cheese yesterday. The AA butter lost another 2.25 cents to 247.75. This morning, December new crop corn's unchanged at 418. November beans are up a nickel at 1031. September wheat unchanged at 550. August milk that goes into cheese is down 27 cents at 1730 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN weather.
It is
is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The AZ State Fair. That is a grim bunch, gang. I got bad news for America. They're pulling them in from all four corners on that one. Yikes. I played that game where you throw a quarter and try to make it land on a plate sprayed with Pam 50 yards away. It sticks. She went like, I never got that far. I have no idea. I was out there all day going, King! King! I don't find out till later in college. It's physically impossible to make the quarter stick because of the laws of the universe. But of course, that's not posted everywhere. So I'm out there with all this money going, oh, shoot, I almost had that one if it wasn't for gravity. Hey, I'd be really good at this game if it was on Neptune.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I swing a place called Palisade Park.
Cannon, Palisades Park, a real park, by the way, a real amusement park in New Jersey overlooking the Hudson River. Never been there, but I remember the commercials for it back in the 60s, and Palisades Park, that's where all the fun is. That's what they used to say. And of course, Freddie Cannon's song made it even more popular. Here's a fun fact that came across. Vincent Price agreed to do the voice work for Michael Jackson's Thriller when he was given a choice between taking a percentage of the album proceeds or being paid a flat fee of $20,000, he took the $20,000. He should have taken the percentage because it's one of the biggest hit songs in the history of music, and he would have made a fortune off of that. But Vincent Price took the $20,000. Diana Ross and the Supremes, 740 local news, timeless hits right now.
Baby.
of Supremes. Local news, Tamla's hits WRJN. Sunshine, highs near 92 today. It's 71 and sunny right now here at Radio Park. Hey, what's the fastest you've ever landed a job and then lost it? That includes getting fired or quitting because just couldn't take it anymore. Someone polled over 1,000 people. 6% said they got the job and quit or got fired in less than one day. What kind of a job was that, huh?
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Over and over, 7:45 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and we've got a huge event going on right now in Kenosha.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. The celebration rolls on today with a full slate of can't-miss events. It all starts at 10 a.m. with expert seminars at Don's Auto Parts and Machine Shop on 39th Avenue. From 11 to 4, swing by the open house at Alfano Performance AMC Speed Shop on Roosevelt Road. Cruise into the Brat Stop at 4 p.m. for food, fellowship, and classic car conversation. Then feel the power of Great Lakes Dragaway at 5 p.m. with AMC Racing like you've never seen. Go to WRJN.com for a complete list of events. And stay tuned to WRJN throughout the week for everything AMC Homecoming. It's powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
Need a break from the brutal summer heat? Cool off at Station on 6th, the firefighter-themed bar that turns hot days into chill nights. Grab your friends and slide into a frosty handcrafted cocktail or an ice-cold beer served straight from the hose line taps. With firehouse decor, great music, and nothing but good times on duty, Station on 6th is your go-to escape from the sizzle. Beat the heat, one cool drink at a time. Station on 6th, downtown Kenosha, just south of 57th Street.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Connie Francis, Pretty Little Baby, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, this was pretty clever. A 26-year-old grad student at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, spent a year living at a senior living facility where she would share her love of music and playing the piano with the residents in exchange for free room and board. Now, she wasn't taking anybody's place doing it. She was just serving as an artist in residence. You got to admit, that's pretty clever, huh? All right, WRJN with Gary Lewis and the Playboys now. It's 7:51, this diamond ring.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean so if you got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you. Who
listen to Playboy's This Diamond Ring, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJM. You know, usually when you go to a public pool or any pool for that matter, there's a no glass by the pool rule. It's a big deal, and here's why. A massive pool in Massachusetts had to be closed when a glass jar of salsa broke, sending shards of glass into the water. The 220,000-gallon pool needed to be completely drained and cleaned. It cost the town $20,000. No glass by the pool. It's a rule. Darlene Love from the Crystals. Here she is now. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. 755 WRJN.
Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. He's all I've wanted all my life and even more. He smiled at me and gee, the music started playing. Here comes the bride when he walked through the door. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. The boy whose life and dream and love I want to share. Wore on my hand a band of gold appeared before me. The band of gold I always dreamed I'd wear. When we kissed, I felt a sweet sensation. This time it wasn't just my imagination. Today I met the boy I'm gonna marry. He's just what I've been waiting for. Oh yes. With every kiss, oh this is it, my heart keeps saying. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry.
Local news, Tamla's hits WRJN. This couple in Kuwait divorced 3 minutes after getting married. The groom called the bride stupid, and she flew into a rage, demanded the judge dissolve their marriage instantly. Not even enough time to open the gifts. It was all over. All right, we're looking for a high of 92 degrees today, and here's the forecast in one word.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny,
sunny.
satisfy. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you.
That's Bobby Hebb and Sunny. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Local news and timeless hits, WRGN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has announced a sweeping new trade deal with Japan. CBS's Kelly O'Grady has the specifics.
Japan is our fifth largest trading partner. Last year, it exported roughly $148 billion worth of goods to the U.S., and that included cars, electronics, and chemicals. Now, the 15% tariff means prices could go up for U.S. consumers. Note, though, Japan already imposes tariffs on U.S. goods entering their country. So the president says this new deal will provide a win for American farmers and automakers to more easily sell to Japan.
President Trump says British